We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Nun Hei Mabez, and we are starting two lines from the bottom at the end of the line. Toshima. We're bringing right from our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we have a shaila over here in our Gemara. If I overcome my bala behema, which is Aveira, it's at the kala, and it's not so posture, it's a koloin, is that enough to kill the behema? So when it says in our Mishnah, two reasons why we kill the behema. The first reason was, it says, the Mishnah asks, if Adam Chata Behema Chata, Elafisha Bala Adam Takala Ayada, Lafikha Makas of the Sakha. That was the first reason the Mishnah. It was the Takala. Dava Acher, the Mishnah said, Dava Acher, Shaloite Behema Iveris Beshuk, the Behema should have walked in the Shuk, but Yemen, people say, Zuhi Shiniska Plaini Ayada. This is the one who Niska Plaini Ayada. And Sakta Gemara, Toshima, Dava Acher, Shaloite Behema Iveris Beshuk, Vyem Zuhi Shiniska Plaini Ayada, and Rashi points out, that this last reason has takala and kloin in it. Why? Takala and kloin in it. Why? Because it says, zuhi, that's hainu kloin, and sheniskal hainu takala. It says, zuhi sheniskal plain yod. The Rashi says, that zuhi, that's kloin. Vishniskal, that's takala. That's what Rashi says. So the Mara says, my love, atap on base, mid the safest reason has takala of a kloin. So Resha is takala of loy kloin. And what's the case? How is it possible to have a case of takhala without kolon? Ve'echidami, oy v'chavim haba al-behema. You see, oy v'chavim haba al-behema has a takhala, and that alone will be enough of a reason, it's a right to Rav Sheshes, that the halacha will be is that you kill the behema. So tomorrow, no, it's not a right for our Mishnah. Look, sefer takhala of a kolon, and ratio, what's the chesed ratio? Hokamash v'lon, when the Rashi says the word takala, it means, like Rashi says, takalas koloin. Takalas koloin. And we want to sign the Mishnah all by Yisrael. And kamasol afilu kolim bloy takala, na mechaiva. How's that possible? Vechidomi. Yisrael, haba behema b'shoigik. So we're saying like this. Don't bring a raya that a goy, haba behema, gets killed because it's takala alone and the Rashi of the Mishnah is saying takala alone. No, that's not what the Rashi means. The Rashi means kolloin alone is enough of a reason to kill the behema. And how is it possible if the kolloin alone without the kolla? It's possible by Yisrael, haba behema b'shoigik. Here, it's a kolloin, it's an embarrassment, but it's not a takala because takala is only by where someone gets a chiyah of Mises Bezdin on this. But here, it's not a takala because it was a mistake. And since it was a mistake, so it's not a stumbling block, it was a mistake. And therefore, it's only a kolloin, and still, the halacha will be, the behemi gets killed. And we just said the whole Mishnah like Yisrael, that's what we're gaining over here. We're saying the whole Mishnah like Yisrael, not talking about a guy. Okay, the boy Rav Amnuna, really Amnuna has a shout, Rav Amnuna, Yisrael, Abal, Mahim, Shai, Gimau, the call of a kolloin, Bina, Vahachi, a kolloin, Iko, the kolloin, you have kolloin, not takala. I didn't want kolloin, not be shayin, takala. Or maybe kolloin's enough to kill behemah, even though it's not a kala. And now that we brought down the Rav Amnuna shayla, the next two or three tashimahs are going to be on this shayla about Yisrael habal behemah b'shoigig. So let's just recap what we learned. So we had a shayla about a goy habal behemah if you kill behemah. So Rav Sheshe said, yeah, you kill it. And we try to bring a right from our Mishnah because our Mishnah has a ratio with just takala alone. So Gemara says, no, the ratio might be talking about calling alone, which is what a Yisrael habal behemah b'shoigig. Tashema. When we now bring down a few famous halachas,
what would be the case a goy b'shoigig?
A goy b'shoigig wouldn't be a shayla because there's no takala, there's no kolloin. So a goy b'shoigig, there's no takala, there won't be a shayla d'ilachar. So Amrav Yosef, Toshima, Bas Sholish. It was the next two mishnayis that are found, I think, in Yevamos. I think that's where they're based out of, are famous cases. Tashima, Bas Shol Yishon of Yemecha. We're talking about a girl who's 3 years old. So the bunch of halachas, once she's royal abia at three, there's a bunch of halachas that are nageya, dafko when she's three, not when she's below three. Number one, Bas Shol Yishon of Yemecha is kadesh is abia. We know that a katana, even though she's not a bardas, and she can't, until she's 12, she can't make her own kedushin, but her father can make a kedushin for her. So let's say the father accepted kedushin for her by kedushin bia, with kedushin bia, not with kesef. So she has to be royal of bia. She has to be at least 3 years old. So basa hashem yemechem is kedesh of bia. Then baala yavam kano. Another halacha would be is that if this 2-year-old, the father married her off to Reuven, okay, And then they died without children. It made sense because she barely turned three. So Reuben died without children. Now the three-year-old falls to Shimon b'Yibam. The halacha is if Shimon is ba'aleha, Shimon is kind of Rabia. Ba'y ala yavam kana b'chayav malam shemeshitish. If she's with the father. Father accepts kedushin. It's not even not Rabia. With kedushin, we're 2 years old. Now, once the father's makabel kedushin for the young girl, and once she turns three, anyone's mezana with her is chayav shemeshesish. Umetama is a boyalo tami mishkav tachta and kalyan, which means like this: that's pasha that a 1 year-old girl already is metama benida. That's a gemara dashes it in Masechus Nida. But there's another halacha. The halacha is that a nida who's meshamish with a husband, and she's a nida, he becomes a nida like her, and he's tummy for 7 days as well. That's the halacha. Now, it's only metamez bayala if there's a bia, but if not, it'll just be negia, only be touching, and touching only tummy for 1 day. But if it's a bia, you're tummy for 7 days. So if she's 3 years old, metamez bayala, tamez gavtach galyon, she becomes tummy for 7 days, and she's metamez tachdoin, which means a bed. If she's sitting on if he's sitting on 10 mattresses, the bottom mattress is tameh. It's tameh like the elyon of a zav, which means it doesn't become an avatoma. It becomes a rishon l'toma, even though you don't touch the 10th mattress. But it has a certain halachas that are similar to nida, that mishkav is also even the bottom mattress, but it's not mamash like a mishkav, because by a nida, a real nida, the mishkav is avatoma. Here it's only a rishon l'toma. It's darshan from psukim in Masechus Nida. The Mishnah says Vaita there. It says Nisus a Kohen, if she's married to a Kohen. Now a Kohen that, let's say, gave Kedushin to the father, so he's really married to this 2-year-old. The problem is that she cannot get Chuma yet, because she only gets Chuma after she gets a Nisuin. And Nisuin is definitely not possible, Chuppah is not possible until she is 3 years old. She's told she's Royal Abia. So Nisus a Kohen at 3, a Chalas B'Chuma, she gets Chuma. Ba'ala Echam Rapsulim. If she one of the psulim was ba'al her, not even dafka if it's a case of Isser, but in any case, if a mamzer is ba'al on her, a mamzer is allowed, a mamzer is got with isalav. But even other cases where it's not an isalav, there's a pasuk kisil ishzar that she becomes pasul. For example, if she ba'al on a chalal, she becomes pasul. So she only becomes pasul if it's a bia, if it's a real bia, which means 3 years old. Ba'al echam psulim pasul makuna, pasul from makuna, she can't eat chum anymore. Then Bala Echam call Rais and Muris Batira. If she's in Mizana with someone, Issa Rais, Issa Karis, Issa Misa, Mumasim Al Yoda. They get Misa because of her. Vihi Patura, she's part, she's only a katana. Vihi Patura, Echam call Rais. Now it's Mashma. Adkana Mishnah. What's the Mashma over here? Then Bala Echod Mikola Rais and Muris Batira, Mumasim Al Yoda. Any of the Rais, Dai Al Yoda. That includes a behemoth. Echa makal rais fill behema. So if behema is mezana with her with the 3-year-old, the behema gets killed. And here luchayra, there's no takala. Hacha the kala in ika. There's kala, but the kala leka. No takala. Why is no takala? Because she did not get misa for that. She's like not worse than a shaygig. She's even better than that. She's a ketana. So you still see the behema gets killed. So what was the shayla? Rav Minu shayla was yisrael abba behema mishaygig. Does the behema get killed? Why is takala leka and only kala? So here you see that kolon alone is a reason to kill the behemoth. Because here the behemoth was born, the girl is 3 years old. There's kolon ika, the kolon leka. But ketani masmal yada, it says that you kill her. You masmal yada, you kill the behemoth. Kill the behemoth, you see, kill the behemoth. After Gemara, kiven de mezidahi. Since she, the 3-year-old, was amazed, ta kolon nami ika. But it's the kolon also. Brachmon de chas alal, Allah de chas, a behemoth chas. Which means like this. It's a major chiddush to the Gemara. It's a big chakira. If a ketana or a katan does avera, did he do avera just as a ptur oinish? Or there's no avera even. There's no hazara even for a lav bardas, a katan or ketana, on the bar mitzvah. So the Mishkas Yaakov says in this Gemara that ketanim have the hazara. There is an issa lav, is an issa taira. There's no oinish. That's the Gemara saying. Hacha, that there's mezida, kivin the mezida, takal nami ika. V'rachmana had rachmanis on her. The who the chas Allah. Allah did the chas on her. We have rachmanis. A behemah le chas. Therefore, you give the behemah misa.
How can she be amazed? She's only three. She doesn't
She knows what she's doing. No, she's amazed at him. She means she did it on purpose. She did it on purpose. Lahan also, she did it on purpose. Amar Rava, a similar type of riot, same words, Teretz, but now we go to a boy. First of all, 9-year-old, there's Baal Avimtav, in the same type of case where, let's say, you had Reuven was married to a Gedolah, let's say, and then Reuven died, and he had a brother who was 9 years old, Shimon, and Shimon, who was 9 years old, was Baal the Avimtav. The halacha is, he is kind of that Yavama, and now you don't need chalitza anymore, but another thing is you can't give her a get either. You got to be married for four years at least, until he's 13 to give a get. So he's stuck for 4 years now. You don't give a get until he becomes a gadol. His bia, and he has bia with the nida, he will become tummy like a bayala, because it's called a bia, and therefore he'll be tummy for 7 days, and the time of mishkav tachlik alayim, and the time of the bed, 10th mattress as well. Poisel ve'ine machel. He could passel someone with his bia. If he's a posel, he could passel the isha from chuma, but in the other case where he's not a posel, and he's a kohen, and he marries the Israelis, he cannot be machler of a chuma. Why? Because he can't do chuppah until he's a bar mitzvah. So poisel ve'ine machel. Upoisas behem agamas bech, his bio apostle behem agamas bech, was called a nerva. Viniskelas al yodai, and the behemah gets skila because of him. Vin ba'al akh is called rais mus b'tayra. If he's ba'al any arayis, the other person, mamasim al yodai, will get misa because it's called a bia. So what do we see? We see the behemah gets skila, even though over here there was no oinish on the boy who was nine. Vahacha kali nika, vatakalak, Viktani, it says in Skalas Ayada that the behemoth gets skila, or it's the same terror, it's given the mazid who, takol nami ika. It's called the karach, one of the chas alu day. The Torah is as rechmanas on him not to kill him. A lot of the chas rechmana. A behemoth loy chas rechmana. A behemoth, the Torah did not have rechmanas. So we did not bring a raya from him. Now we're trying to bring a raya from our Mishnah to the Shaila about a behemoth, a shuala, a bal behemoth b'shoigi. Toshima, it says in our Mishnah, two reasons why you kill the behemah. One reason was just said takala, and in dava achar shloite he behemah veris b'shuk v'yimru zuhi sheniska plani yodan. When it spoke out, zuhi is klokaloin and sheniskal is takala. So my lab means the sefer takala v'kaloin reisha kalim like takala. The reisha is only kaloin, and takala, the word takala means in the reisha takala is kaloin. So you see, kaloin loans enough. So it's a raya that a Yisrael, a Baal Behemah B'Shoigeg, you should kill the behemah. Ve'echidam Yisrael, a Baal Behemah B'Shoigeg. So it's a raya to that Shaila, loy, seifa, takal v'kolin. Reisha is takal v'kolin, not kolin v'kolin. Reisha is takal v'kolin. And what's that? Ve'echidam Yavichavim, a Baal Behemah, k'dubayim n'rashashashis. So it would be a case of Yavichavim, a Baal Behemah, which is only takal. There it's only Avera, no kolin. K'dubayim n'rashashashis. It comes out, Zilhach kamad klay. We have definitely a case of a ratio that says it's one thing you kill a behemoth for, either for takal alone or kol alone. We're not sure what does that sign. Either because that sign by a goy habal behemoth, which is only takal, you would kill the behemoth, or it's yisrael habal behemoth v'shoigeg, which only kolin and not takal. We don't. It's a riot to one of them. We just don't know which one. Each way you could push off to the other one, so we don't have a riot to either one. And therefore, the Gemara ends with that, without a riot, clear riot from our Mishnah to either shiloh.